Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is SPR.
The recently discovered Doomsday puzzle has been disassembled before it was able to liquefy Qatar. Per longstanding tradition, the pieces of the device have been hidden across the globe, with only a series of impossible riddles pointing to their location for some future teenagers to discover.
That was Apoorva Singh reporting from SPR Doha.
Live from SPR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. Since confirming the rumors of a doppelganger threat last week, the president has announced the formation of a new government-sanctioned group of ex-supervillains to combat the threat of doppelgangers across the globe.
In these uncertain times, we need all the help we can get to fight the enemies of this great nation. Behind me, you see some of the most infamous villains in this country's history. Now, instead of languishing behind bars, these men, women, and non-binary cognizant gelatinous cubes have agreed to fight threats intergalactic and domestic. I give to you the Kamikaze Crew.
President North!
Please, no flash photography. It will cause the cube to attack.
Mr. President.
Now, to answer your questions, we have team leader, Bone Grinder.
You said that I would get my chance to fight Cosmos. When do I get to grind his bones to dust?
He's just kidding, everyone. Bone Grinder, a real patriot, that one. Fresh from the moon. You know what? I can take questions from him.
Get this big lug out of here. Get him a juice box or something.
There has been no official response from the Heroic Legion or the Southern Battalion on the release of the former villains.
That was Wenling Chen reporting from Washington. It's 74 degrees here in Paradise City, and now the utility belt.
Grab your gears and loop your ears. It's time to nail down your tech issues and hammer them out with the utility belt. Formerly the device king of vice, I'm Stan the Henchman, and with me as always, it's the screwiest kid you ever saw, it's Billy the Whiz Kid.
Stan, you're such a tool.
You just wish you were on my level.
All right, let's get down to the nuts and bolts.
Producer Bot, get us our first caller.
011-001-11-01-101-01.
The bot okay?
He's pouting because I caught him trying to become self-aware. I yelled at him, so he disabled his language center.
Glad he's not gaining consciousness. He's just pouting like a robot.
01011101.
I'm working on a patch.
Well, if he keeps it up, we could give him a hard reboot.
beep boop.
How about a caller?
Beep boop.
Caller, you're on the air. What's your major mouth?
Caller?
Hello, utility belt?
That's us, caller. What's your name and location?
Alice Airship and the sky?
More specific?
Over Santa Fe? My jetpack? One engine out!
And now you're making big loops in the air with no way to land.
Yay!
Okay, happy thoughts, Alice. Like Peter Pan.
Do you know the brand of jetpack?
No, got it secondhand.
It should say right on the panel between the straps.
Stan, how is she supposed to...
Just let me take it off
right. And
look.
Okay. Hey, kid, how are your ears?
Let's find out. Alice, can you be quiet for a moment?
Are you telling me to shut up?
Yeah. Alice!
It's very important.
Okay!
Stan, you hear that?
Yeah. The, vroom. Yeah, that's the fuel line block.
Yeah. And hear the steady vroom coming off the working engine?
No.
Oh, that's funny. You know that as you get older, you lose the ability to hear high-frequency sounds.
Also, when you're the head demolition engineer for Boom Boom Ladoom.
Well, if you want, I can get some bionic replacement.
Guys, I'm getting pretty dizzy!
Oh, sorry! Anyway, that high-pitched sound sounds like an automatic pitch corrector trying to
engage. Electric pitch corrector,
yes.
Rattling sounds from a titanium exhaust nozzle, which means it's 2017 X-Pack Mach 2.
Okay, so this is where one of the big drawbacks comes in for the Mach 2. Those fuel lines are external, so they take a lot of little dings and sometimes...
Vroom! Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa.
Right.
How do we fix it?
Oh, you have to switch the jetpack off, prime the carbonator, and then turn it back on.
And if that doesn't work?
Happy thoughts, Alice.
Peter Pan.
Okay! Carbonator prime!
You're doing great! Now all you have to do is yank the pull start.
Okay, here goes.
Hell yeah!
Rocket power!
Excelsior!
Oh, everything okay?
Okay, the second engine exploded, so now I'm free-falling and on fire.
Happy thoughts, Alice. What's your altitude?
30,000 feet and falling.
You have almost 3 minutes of free-fall. We still have time. Could I put you on a brief hold?
What you thinking? We should just hang up?
This is hero work.
No, you're killing me, kid.
Better you than her.
You guys know you never put me on a hold, right?
Good
producer
Luke.
Bot!
Oh, come on!
Come on!
Call the Heroic Legion.
010.
Not now!
Connecting.
Hello, this is Gladys. Don't worry, the Legion is here to save you. What is the nature of your emergency?
I've got a woman free-falling above the city of Santa Fe at...
23,000 feet!
23,000 feet.
Lordy, lordy. Let's see. Okay. The Legion doesn't have any air-ready heroes close enough to respond. Can she get over the desert?
22,500!
The battalion might have a flyer near Albuquerque, right?
A Gila monster can leap, but not that high. I'm checking local reserves.
Alice, honey, start flapping.
What? Wait! Am I on the utility belt? Oh, I love this show!
And we love all of you, too, Gladys. Do you have a Falconic in that expansive Rolodex of yours?
The villain. He is eligible for early release to assist in life or death situations. I could send him. I could send him.
Falconic? Didn't he eat that woman?
Eat? Did you say eat?
That's an ugly rumor. You know villains. They always like to sound tougher than they are. Producer Bot, can you put Alice on hold? Okay, he ate one woman, but that was business. No one else was seriously harmed.
Still not on hold, guys!
Producer Bot!
Beep?
Young lady, I'll need your permission to dispatch him.
Do it!
All right, Falconic is en route to your location. If you need additional rescuing, dial *77 to reconnect. Thanks for trusting the Heroic Legion to save your day today.
The round is getting really big.
He'll make it. What did we say?
Happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts.
Ah! Hear that?
Okay, I see a giant bird. That's him, right?
See? Nothing to worry about.
His claws are out! His claws are out!
Well, maybe one thing.
Happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts.
Ah!
Alice?
Alice? You a pancake? Bird food? Fried bacon? Man, I'm hungry.
I could go for a BLT.
I skipped breakfast.
I'm alive!
Score one for the bad guys!
Wait, I'm on the utility belt? I love that show.
Love you too, Birdie.
Oh, yeah,
do us a solid. Don't eat this one.
One f***ing time! Jesus! Never let it go, do ya?
So what did we learn?
That the pardon system in this country is getting out of hand.
We learned the power of positive thinking.
Positive thought. Self-belief creates self.
I think, therefore I am.
Oh, no. No, you don't!
Don't say it!
Get
no,
over
no,
here!
No, put that back! Ah, you need no, no! Well, as always, if you have any tech questions, we've got answers.
Give us a call at 41455! That's 414-555-BELT. Ooh, bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato. Anyway, I am Stan, the henchman.
I'm Billy the Whiz Kid, and this was...
The Utility Belt! How do we kill the feed?
Well, you killed our producer, so why not kill the control panel?
Ah! I need this!
No!
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Support for SPR comes from Worthy Tools. Worthy Tools are unbreakable, union-made, and, in some cases, conduct electricity. To order, simply hold out your hand and see if you are able to summon Worthy Tools. You'll only be billed for the tools you keep. Users of Worthy Tools have to adhere to the 9 noble virtues of the Viking OSHA code, or your Worthy Tools will stop working as intended. See runic etchings for details. Worthy Tools. Because you're worthy of our tools. Maybe.
Live from SBR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. Last week, President Norris accused exiled rogue Cosmos of being a doppelganger. We go live to SBR investigative reporter Ben Beltzer, who is on long-term assignment on Isla Silva. Ben?
From a few hundred refugees to a city of thousands, Isla Silva has been transformed into a sanctuary for aliens and supers without a home. Here, in one of the expansive greenhouses, where most of its food is grown, Cosmos himself is getting his hands dirty. Cosmos, any comments on the president's remarks?
Zen.
Pardon?
You said Isla Silva. We call the island Zen now. What do you think?
Fields look great. What are those?
Kenthrax plants. The Sarmonicans are natural farmers. Kornax brought these from their homeworld.
Huh.
Talk about a superfood. The whole island could survive on just a few of these plants. They also managed to get a sacred thent tree growing. You can see it up there. Isn't it beautiful? They say when it matures, the tree will carry the collective memory of their people. They truly have a green thumb. 6, actually.
Kornax? Isn't he a member of the Green Force?
The Green Force protects the environment. It's not my job to stop them anymore.
They're officially rogues.
Officially. But then, so am I. So, who am I to judge?
What about the president's claims?
Sorry, don't follow politics much out here. Did you know some of our Sarmonicans are actually wanted by the Brazilian government for protecting the rainforest? Unbelievable. All right, what did he say?
The president accused you of being a doppelganger.
Well, maybe he's onto something. I sure feel like a new man out here.
He's also repeated his solidarity with Sarpathian Prince Nokov, demanding the return of Galatea.
Yeah, sure.
It is rumored he will take military action. Are you concerned with what that means for Isla? For Zen?
Ben, we are only a couple thousand people. But this is the single greatest concentration of superpowers outside of Paradise City. I think it would be interesting to see him try.
That was Ben Beltzer reporting from Isla Silva. It's 75 degrees here in Paradise City. And now the next chapter of Sequential.
Previously on Sequential.
Did Candace Stripe just accuse Goatman of murder?
Goatman? When he gets bored, he just sends him down the toilet.
I don't know if he killed those kids, but I wouldn't put it past him.
My son said that, huh? That I'm a bad man?
I am just saying that it's suspicious.
It was bad luck.
For the record, did you kill Philip Dodd?
This is a World Telling prepaid call from...
Sicko.
A patient at the Shady Acres Rehab Facility in...
From These American Supers and QSPZ Baltimore, it's Sequential. One tale told bit by bit. I'm Candace Stripe. We're at episode 3. You probably heard the previous episodes at our website, sprpod.com, but if you haven't, stop and go back. We're telling this story in sequence. The story is of Philip Dodd, a.k.a. the Kid, Goatman's teen sidekick who was allegedly killed by the supervillain Sicko, Goatman's archenemy. In our last episode, we wondered if Goatman himself was involved. Then, when we spoke with Goatman, he made a startling accusation himself.
If Philip is really dead, show me his body.
The Kid's funeral was closed casket. If his body is missing, there would be only one way to find out now.
Ignition.
And it's not easy.
10.
Normally,
9,
a trip to Valhalla Deep Space
8,
Memorial would eat up about 3
7,
years of funding for Sequential.
6,
Spandexo CEO
5,
and fan of the show, Jake
4,
Bindle, helped foot the bill.
3,
thanks, Jake!
2, 1, lift off.
Spandexo brand, Spandex presents Over Armor, a dynamic, fully symbiotic costume that lives next to your skin.
Available at Target.
It takes about 3 hours to reach Valhalla from launch, depending on where it is in Earth's orbit. The asteroid was appropriated by the Department of Superhuman Services so that the remains of dead superheroes could be isolated from those seeking to revive or clone them. The Hooded Lantern, Croesus, and more recently Quantum, the Ultimate Speedster, have made this asteroid their final resting place. I pass his placard on the way to Valhalla Jr., the section reserved for sidekicks. It has been nicknamed the Kiddie Pool since the vast majority of those buried there are, well, you get it.
Please stand back as we extract the casket. All right, let's pop her open.
Not yet. With Goatman's permission, we pull the casket from storage and open it for the first time since it was interred here. Okay, go ahead. Go. All that's inside is a singed domino mask and a pile of ropes. No body. Which means only one thing.
Oh, Horny pulled that on me a couple of times.
Sicko, unsurprisingly, had opinions on this latest development.
Well, I faked my own death. But it gets boring. Retirement, just isn't in the cards for us lifers. But Philip was different. I hope he got out, and I hope he stays out.
So, where do you think Philip is now?
Who knows? It's impossible to even begin to guess. I haven't the foggiest idea. But if it were me...
Please.
Well, if I had to run from the goat himself, there's only one person I'd trust. I bet he's gone to Whiteout.
There are plenty of services to help supers come up with an alter ego. But when a super wants to make their secret identity their only identity... there's a clear number one choice. Whiteout sells new identities, and he doesn't discriminate who they're for. He's wanted in 7 countries and ranks among the top criminals wanted by Interpol and the agents of Acronym. He's nearly impossible to catch due to his unique superpower. You can only find him once. Once you do, you can no longer make new memories of the man. Even cameras have a hard time holding onto his image. This has made it all but impossible for anyone to investigate him, If this introduction makes it into the program, it means Sicko's tip was correct and I was able to find Whiteout's secret shop. But I won't be able to remember it myself. According to my notes, it should be in a suburban strip mall.
Hello, young lady.
Hi, I'm looking for Whiteout.
Well, there's a Staples in the shopping center that should be able to sort you out.
No, I'm looking for the man who can help someone disappear.
Well, if there was someone who offered that service here, which they don't, I'm sure they wouldn't want to broadcast it to the world.
I'm sorry, let's start over. My name is Candace.
Stripe, and you are looking for Philip Dodd, no doubt. I own a radio, Miss Stripe.
If I can find him, I can prove the innocence of at least one man.
Sicko. Then what happens if I do know something and it really helps exonerate him? He's not really innocent, is he? Would I own his next crime?
No, I am only seeking the truth.
You might be overestimating my love of good journalism.
Come on. Sicko's been found guilty of thousands of other crimes. He's staying in rehab until he's cured. Goatman, on the other hand, if he did something to his wards, and I think he did, shouldn't the world know it? You do know something, don't you?
Philip never told me what happened that night back in Chicago. All he did was ask me for a way out, and that's what I gave him. I don't care if it was Sicko or Goatman, or if he faked the whole thing for kicks. The only thing I care about is that he's happier now.
So you did help him. He's alive. If he's running from Goatman, you have to know that it's only a matter of time before he's found. And if Goatman finds him first, there's nothing we can do for him. But if I find him, I can protect him. I can expose old Horny and get the Legion on Philip's side. If you wanted to save Philip's life, your job's not over yet.
I could just duck down behind this desk, and you'd be back to square one.
And you can keep on wondering whether you've really helped the kid.
Don't lose this.
Thank you. Wait, what? Where the hell am I? What's with all the Roombas? Hello?
Candace.
Where am I?
Candace, can't...
Haley, what's going on?
Sit down.
Do we play it? Yes. Okay. So, there you have it. I did something to help me find Philip Dodd. But however I got it, I had an address for Philip Dodd somewhere in Middle America. Since we blew all our money going to space, I had to hitchhike my way there. The instructions brought me to the food court on the second floor.
Hi, welcome to Cinerole. How can I coat your smile in sugar today?
Oh my god. You're Philip Dodd.
Not anymore.
Sequential is produced by Haley Frond and me, Candace Stripe. Ethan Schwartz is our editorial advisor. Sequential is a production of These American Supers and QSPZ Baltimore. We'll be back next week with our final episode, The Truth. Live from SBR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. For 10 years, the hero known as Zaction has protected the greater Nashville area. Today, his service comes to an end as the Department of Homeland Security has ordered his deportation. We go live on the scene with Apoorva Singh. Apoorva?
Last fall, the entire nation watched the deportation hearing of Cosmos, but since then, thousands more have been sent off-world. Today, the undocumented hero Zaction, known for his warm demeanor and ability to create sonic booms with his mouth, is being driven across the tarmac towards a rocket ship, along with five non-hero aliens. From there, it's a quick stop at the Lunar Transfer Junction, and then back to their home planets. Minutes ago, Zaction made this statement.
I've done my best for this planet, and I will be sorry to leave it. But as my first rescue Ma Carney used to tell me, they don't want you round here helping, then fuck 'em. And, well, I suppose ultimately, she was right. Goodbye. And free Zen!
I spoke with DHS Regional Deputy Lionel Duck. Wait, do you hear that? The undocumented heroes are gone!
Apoorva, is anyone harmed?
No, it's just... there's a message scrawled on the side of the jeep. It says, "Hold fast."
That was Apoorva Singh reporting from Nashville. Today's show was written and produced by John Dorsey and Maximilian Clark. Additional producing by Carla Lerner and Hunter Shelburne, with special thanks to Brenna Killeen. This episode's full cast can be found in the description below or on our website, sprpod.com. Be a hero to the show by sharing it with a friend. You can help us make more episodes by heading to patreon.com and looking up Superhuman Public Radio. Coming up next, one's an immortal ninja from hell, and the other's a samurai from the Antarctic ice world, inside their whirlwind romance on the speech bubble. This is SPR.
The Fable and Folly Network.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm going to say to Sarah, "Sometimes you got to make tough decisions. I'm driving now."
And it peaks as the danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire, we're gonna be on fire, baby!
And this tension relaxes with tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. The choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.